That's probably sounds the safest, because if the internet isn't the best, it's just going to overwork your internet, yeah. I feel.
So I do feel like, okay, we're live, dude. So, cool,
Mr. Finthorn.
How are you doing, sir?
I know, I had to add that in. I'm doing very well, man. I'm doing very, very well. Thanks for asking, man. How you doing,
dude? I'm doing good, man. I'm in Bali. You are in New York. I want to be in New York.
Well, I want to be in Bali.
Well, let's switch.
I love it.
No, actually, I actually love it in Bali. But I mean, I just told you that if I wouldn't get a visa tomorrow, I would go to New York probably. I don't actually know. No, maybe I would stay here for like, you know, 3 months or something.
Yeah,
do something here.
Yeah, for sure. I at least have to go visit. Well,
oh yeah, you need to. It's just, dude, the flight. I'm telling you, the flight is not something you want to get into. Like, ask Ricky. It's a mess, and it's also not cheap because it's like, yeah, it's a long ass flight.
Jesus, pay a lot of money and on a plane for like 15 hours. Ugh.
Yeah, but like,
I don't know, but how
is
for you to see you? Absolutely worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna try to be in New York. But tell me, how is New York life?
New York life is great. It's cold.
How cold?
So no, today was beautiful. Today was like 57. It was like amazing.
Wait, what is that in like European numbers?
I don't know. Warm. Not okay. Scott.
I take that.
I'll be able to wear just a thin long sleeve. It's great. Uh-huh.
Nice.
But dude, before that, it was like we had like a winter vortex. So
I
like
saw that.
We had like 6-degree weather, like, and then the next day was like 16. So it was kind of crazy. But what it's looking like though, it's like spring, not even spring. I'm sorry, but like winter and like summer are like just like fighting. Like, oh, what's next? Like spring is like not even happening. Like it's like getting like hot and like cold.
Oh wow! Wait, 57 is like actually like warm, warm.
I mean, not normally, but like it just like there's no middle ground. It goes from like 15 degrees, 20 degrees, 30 degrees to like boom, like 57. Like yeah. There's no like gradual. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. It seems like New York is that way. I remember when I came, dude. I just realized it's February. That's when I came to New York.
I
think
right.
I missed it though. What's our anniversary? I think it's February 13th. I'm not sure. How do I figure that out? I can't scroll through my Instagram. Huh?
Did you post anything that day? I don't think I did.
Yeah. Let me scroll back down. But dude, I just remembered. Oh my God. Like pretty much on the day I came to New York and you were the person who picked me up at the airport.
Oh, man. The good
I think
old
you day. Had a sign or something. Okay, wait. I'm at the spot right now. Okay, here's the post. This February 13th, February 15th. So I think, it must have been actually, wait, it's confusing. 13th, well, maybe because of the time zone different. I think it was February 14th then. Dude, did we meet on Valentine's Day?
We didn't meet on Valentine's Day.
Then it was 15th. Then it must have been 15th.
Maybe.
Dude, we missed our anniversary by one day.
How crazy, dude.
What the fuck? I actually just realized that.
Isn't that crazy,
though?
That's
crazy.
So, like, look at this, like, 1 year, like, time span. Like, first of all, it's gone super quick, I think. And then secondly, we're like two completely different people. Isn't that crazy? Like in 1 year, like
yeah. I mean, I'm Finn and you're Adrian. Of course, we're two completely different people.
Yeah, no, but like outside of that,
yeah, we changed.
We changed, man, and it's just like it's just kind of cool to see like this growth, right, over a year, and we almost like did it together. Like,
yeah,
we had like very like similar paths, and like it kind of like at this point, it's kind of like spreading out a little bit, but it's like I don't know. We're like still.
Yeah, we're still connected, dude. There's still some, you know.
Oh.
But yeah, dude, that's like okay, let's talk about the story then. So
yeah.
On February 15th, I arrived in New York City because I had a weird random realization that I want to be in New York. And so I flew to New York, and you and Yen were the only two people that I like knew before coming to New York. And like when I said knew, it's like through Instagram. I don't think Instagram. We ever hopped on a call or something.
Nope.
Only Instagram DM.
Instagram DM.
And yeah, I didn't have a place. And I think one day before actually flying to New York, like you said, yo, you can sleep on my couch. You can crash. No, not the couch. You can sleep in my room.
We can crash.
And so, yeah, when I arrived on the 15th, like knowing no one except like two names, you picked me up at the airport. You
had to sign that.
Oh yeah, your phone, right. It was on your phone.
Yeah.
And then we grabbed, what did we grab for food? Was that the day we went to
Chili's or Applebee's?
Yeah, that was at Times Square, right?
Times Square. And it was like super overpriced. Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I remember that day. Wow.
Yep.
And then like I think didn't like somebody like what we thought somebody famous walked in? Is that my tripping on
no,
that?
That was just you.
Okay, never mind. Okay, just kidding. But yeah, that was crazy. And then
yeah, and I think the next day you showed me around. That's when we took the Highline kind of thing.
Oh yeah, when did we make that video? We were like, I think we were like on 57th
Burning
Street.
Burning
the boats video. That was the next day.
Yeah, that was the next day.
Wow.
And that was cold in New York too. I was wearing my green jacket.
I remember your green jacket. Where is that green jacket?
It's at home. My mom wants it back, dude. She's like, you're not wearing that fucking thing anymore.
No,
you look retarded.
No. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And then, I mean, what happened? Like, so between like now and then, like.
What were you doing at the time? Just freelancing, right?
I was freelancing, man. I was freelancing. I was working for a company called D6 Media.
Right. Wait, give a little bit more background so people understand. Like, you're a videographer.
Yes, I'm a videographer, originally from California. I moved out here January 9th, not really knowing what was going to happen, obviously. I wanted to work for Gary, the whole Gary Vee story. I came out here.
You actually created an Instagram, work for Gary Vee.
Yeah, I haven't touched that account in forever. But yeah. I was committed. At work for Gary Vee was the handle.
Yeah.
And then, so I came out here. The reason I came out here and I started doing freelance work is because D-Rock was like, hey, you need, like, you don't have any, like, experience. You don't have any client work. Like, you need the dirt, right? You need to, like,
figure that out. Yeah.
Exactly. So I came out here. I was like, okay, cool. One, I'm going to be in the area where they're hiring. And then two, like, I'm going to do the work. Like, I'm going to get the client work and blah, 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 blah. And so I did. I came out here, did the free work. Ironically, my first ever free work gig was with a company called D6 Media. And
how did that go down? How did you meet these guys?
One of the guys tweeted they're going to be in New York. And I was like, hey, like, I'll do some free work. Hit me up. I'm happy to shoot for you guys. And I'm like, oh, perfect. Cool. And so I shot them for a day. And then they liked what I gave them. They liked the end result. And we just kept in touch. They're based out of Arizona, but they ended up flying out here pretty often. They had like one of their clients is based out here. And we just did a lot of work together. And what's crazy, I was just talking to somebody about this, was that I was this close to moving to Arizona. I don't know if I ever told you. I don't know if we ever talked about this. Because D6 Media had offered me more money because they were based in Arizona. They were offering me like more money. They were offering me a car to like be like full time out there, right?
Damn.
And it was very real. They're like, hey, you'll be closer to your kids. We'll pay you a lot more. Blah 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 blah. And I was like, whoa! Like I just moved out here. This is probably like March or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I had just started like doing some freelance work with Ryan.
Oh, and interesting.
Yeah, and that's when I was like, ooh, like, should I do it? Like, I'll be closer to my kids. And then, like, I thought about it more. I was like, it's still going to be a plane ride away. It's not like it's just – I could just drive because it would still be, like, a 12-hour drive.
Minimum. Yeah.
Exactly. So either way, I'd still have to get on a plane. The money was like good that they offered, but it wasn't like, I was never in it for the money. And you know that, like it was never for the money. And I had this gut feeling, dude, I had this gut feeling that there was a bigger picture and that I was like in New York for a reason. And so I told him I couldn't do it. Right. And so I stopped working for D6 Media and I kind of just reverted back to doing like freelance gigs and stuff. This wasn't March. This was March, April. This was late April. And I know that because May 20th, Ryan Serhant reached out to me and said, "Hey, I want you to go full time for me. What do you think?" And I was like, yes. I was like, yes, let's do it. Literally almost started crying, dude, just because at that point it was since April and I knew they paid me the first of every month. So I knew that if I didn't find something by April, so June 1st, I wouldn't have rent money. So I was like, fuck, like this is like perfect.
Yeah.
It was perfect. Sorry, I just got a call. Just ignored it. So it was just good. I'm sorry.
You got what? Why is your screen black?
Can you see me?
No, I just see black. But I hear you. We can just keep talking.
Okay, I can hit stop video. Hold on. do you edit these or do you just put them up?
I just put the audio up, so.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, we can just keep going.
Yeah.
Listen, dude, it was really good timing. Like, I was really nervous. Like, I was like, how am I going to pay rent? Like, I can't. And then it was just good timing. Dude, I don't know. Dude, I don't even know if I told you this. Like, it was so bad. Like, with D6 Media, like, I was still living, like, paycheck to paycheck. I was barely surviving, dude.
Yeah.
And the day Ryan texted me, dude, I kid you not, and I hate telling this story just because it's, like, so cheesy and, like, cliche. Dude, I had $12 in my account. And
My God.
It was crazy, dude. I remember that, like, so, like, it happened yesterday. And it was just good timing, man. And then obviously,
good timing. That was like, wow. Dude, you know what? You know what you got to do now, though, right?
What's up?
When you start your own production company, you know what the name's going to be, right? $12 production, right?
Okay, I like that.
Wait, isn't Dwayne Johnson's company called $7 Productions? It is.
I know that story though. I didn't know that.
He had $7. I mean, dude, that's unfortunate. He had $7. You had $12. He had it a bit worse, you know.
He beat me. Fuck.
Yeah, he had $5 less, dude. He came more from the bottom, you know.
Now he started from the bottom. Now he's there.
Dude, but I wanna make people understand this because it's like it's crazy. So you were working in like a normal 9-to-5 job in California.
Yep, retail job.
Retail job for how many years? 7 years in the same fucking job.
Yeah.
At Verizon or something, right?
Yep, you got it. And it's I made it a point to put my it kind of, again, all good timing. I made it a point to like put my 30-day notice in on my work anniversary. My work anniversary at Verizon was November 15th. Uh-huh. So exactly on my 7-year anniversary, I put my 2-week notice in. It's kind of just like symbolic. It's like, cool, 7 years, that's a good number. It's a lucky number.
Yeah.
It's also the start of a new chapter. And the whole concept behind that, and we've talked about this many times, it's the whole concept of burning your boats. And to this day, like I still preach that, right?
Tell that story.
The story basically goes, it revolves around the Spanish conqueror, Cortez. He's a pretty shitty dude. anyway, so when he came to...
Mexico?
They went to Mexico, right? And they wanted to conquer Mexico, right? And they went on like four ships, right? Him and his crew. And when they got there, they didn't realize how big it was and how many people actually lived in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And the crew was like, oh no, we can't do this. Let's get out of here. Let's go back. Like, we can't do this. And so what Cortez did was he lit the boats on fire. And so he said, we can't go back now. So we're either going to conquer these fuckers or we're going to die.
Yeah.
And the moral of that story, I mean, they won. They conquered the land. It was pretty fucked yep. up the way they did it. But the moral of that is they put themselves in a position where they didn't have an option to go back.
Yeah.
Kind of this, that like fight or flight mentality.
Yeah.
Like, you put yourself there, you figure it out.
Yeah.
And that was like my move to New York. Like, I didn't know anybody out here. Like, I didn't really know what I was going to do. Like, I knew what I wanted to do. I didn't know how I was going to do it.
Yeah.
But I kind of like got out of my comfort zone. And then I feel like that's when people grow the most, right? When you're like out of that comfort zone. Because you're forced to, right? And that's
100%.
And that's kind of how it happened. And that's the concept of burning your boats.
I love that concept. And I mean, it's the New York is the same for me. And I think New York is the same for a lot of people, where I think that's why I love New York people. And when I say New York people, it's not even New York people who like grew up there. It's actually the opposite. It's like the people who go to New York to chase their dream. Like, people attract these people, like people who have like a bigger vision, but they don't necessarily know exactly what it means.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to New York and they figure it out. And like, New York is a very unforgiving city. Like, it's harsh. I mean, it's fucking expensive. Like, living costs in New York is fucking high, you know? So you can't really go there and like chill, you know? You can't go there and say like, all right, I'll give myself some time and maybe something happens, maybe something not, because if you don't figure out, like, you'll drown, like, you'll go under. So
100%. Yeah, that's really the difference, man. Like, that's the difference. Like, I like New York for that reason. It kind of weeds out the people who like aren't like hungry enough, right? The people who aren't like want it bad enough, and it weeds them out. And that's why I think New York has such, the community here is pretty cool, right? Everybody has that hustle mentality because everybody wants to make it.
Yeah. It's like, you know, diamonds get created under pressure kind of thing.
Ooh, like, I like that.
But I want to go back to that story. So you quit your safe job after 7 years, quit your job. And then you said, like, I want to do this videography thing. I want to ideally work for Gary Vee. That was the vision at the time.
Right.
But you didn't have any experience. And D-Rock said, like, yo, dude, you need to actually, like, do some shit. And so you left your kids and you left your, I think, ex-girlfriend or something in California. But you left your kids, dude, to go to New York. And New York is, if you don't know the U.S., it's like the exact opposite end of the U.S. So it's a long flight. It's like a 5-hour flight or 6-hour flight or something.
Yeah, 5 and 6. 5 over here and 6 back.
So you can't like just drop by and just, you know, if you visit family, like, you've got to plan it and like spend money and all of that shit. So you left your kids there and went to New York, and you too, like, you didn't know anyone really. I mean, you knew about Gary Vee and you kind of had the contact of D-Rock, but that was it. Like, they were far away kind of thing. I mean, Gary Vee is fucking far away, even though he's in the same city.
Yep.
And you just started doing freelance work for people. And I mean, I remember that because, like, you were there for, like, what, 1 month, 1.5 months when I arrived? Just over 1 month.
Yeah.
And you were doing work for people, sometimes getting paid, sometimes doing stuff for free. But even if you do get paid, it's just like, dude, they take fucking time to pay you. Like,
oh my God,
the day they pay you, you gotta be following up on those bitches, like, 3, 4, 5 times, you know, until you get your money. And then you started doing work for Ryan Cern. How did that, by the way, how did that initial contact go down?
Yeah. So, the lovely Ashley Kachadorian, dude, and that's why, like, I believe in community so much too, just because if I never met Ashley, Ashley put me in contact with Adam Hamway, who was Ryan's videographer at the time.
Yep.
And when we met, I basically, like, offered my services for free. And, like, he knew, like, what I was up to. Like, he saw the work for Gary Vee page, and he liked a lot of the work that I was doing.
Yep.
And so like when I offered, like, hey man, like I love what you guys are doing. I'm happy to do some free stuff. Like, let me help. And that's what happened. Like, he gave me some free, like some stuff to do, some like micro content, and they liked it. And eventually it came to a point where they needed somebody full time. And that's kind of when I went in.
And that was May?
May 20th. You got it.
I remember making that video with you afterwards.
Right.
You know that one in Union Square Park?
That was a good one. That was one of my favorite videos. I have it to this day saved on my laptop, on my desktop, actually. Not even kidding.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn,
it's a good reminder, man. It's a good reminder.
Yeah. I'm actually going to rewatch that video after this.
Give me 1 second. Finn, give me two
seconds. Yeah, no worries.
Is Ryan in?
Ryan's not in.
Okay. I am bringing him something from a realtor in Vancouver.
Okay.
It's Gary Wong and Dan Locke, who knows Ryan.
Okay.
Gary's a mentee of Dan Locke. But anyway, I'm also a mentee of Dan Locke. If there's any questions, have him call me at my cell phone.
Sounds good.
That's me.
Awesome.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you. No problem. No problem.
Have a good evening.
You as well.
Can I buy one of these?
You could take one. I'll go ahead and grab one.
Thanks.
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, was that? Did he say Dan Locke? Like that Dan Locke?
I'm not sure who this is, man, to be honest. He's looking.
You don't know Dan Locke?
I don't. Who's Dan Locke?
He's pretty big on Instagram. He's like a I categorize him together with Ty Lopez and Grant Cardone.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, this he seemed like a fan because he like brought Ryan a gift and just gave it to me. He just walked in. And he asked me if he can have a book or buy a book, and I just gave him one.
Nice.
That was bizarre. sorry.
No worries.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So that video is on your desktop. I'm going to watch it after this podcast.
I love it. It's a good video because, like, it just – like, you witnessed all of it, man.
Yeah, I saw it.
Special to me. And, like – and I don't want to like be cheesy, dude. Like, honestly, you're probably one of the more like inspiring people in my life right now. I just see you doing like all these cool things, and like you have the action behind like what you say, and like that shit is so like inspiring to me. And I don't know, just to like have you in my circle of friends, like is just really cool to me. I almost brag about it sometimes.
Yeah, that's gonna backfire, and then like you're connected with Finn, like what's
wrong? Oh, we can't work together.
Yeah, that weird dude. I appreciate that, sir.
Of course, man. I'm sorry, we totally lost the train of thought. Thanks.
Well, bye. now the next evolution is that, so you got on. By the way, this is one question I want to ask you, because it's like I feel like the advice to do free work for people up front, that's made its round, right? Where like Gary Vee constantly talks about it, of like work for free for people. You know, that's how you get in the game. Like if you start out from zero and like you're not an established videographer and you're actually like learning yourself, like how to even operate that thing and how to do things, like you can't go out there and charge like $200 per hour. Like, who do you think you are? So you got to get your foot in the door, and just offering to work for free is just an amazing, you know, it's just an amazing tool to like, yeah, get your foot in the door with even people who are way, way bigger than you, because one thing they don't have is time, right? And you're offering them time. Exactly. And also like, it's people like you actually believe in. I mean, you did a ton of videos for Gary Vee, and it's because like, he inspired you. Like it's someone you genuinely like wanted to provide value to, right?
The guy changed my life, man. Yeah, 100%.
But the question that I wanted to ask, it's like, how was it for you? And maybe you didn't actually make that conscious decision, and it happened to play out that way, to go from, you know, doing free work for Ryan Serhant to getting paid here and there from Ryan to, you know, getting a full-time position. Mm-hmm. Because like, it's very like, what's the cutoff point, right? Like, how much rework do you do? Like, when does it end? Like, do you do one video and then the second one is paid, or do you do like free work until they offer you to pay you, or do you like stop at some point, or do you ask at some point like for money? Yeah, like,
yeah. So there's a couple ways you can go about it, right? It depends what the goal is. Like, I wanted a long-term goal with Ryan. Okay. Yeah. So like, I knew to do that, like, I would offer my stuff for free until they made the move. I think Dan Mace or Casey Neistat says, free is the most expensive, meaning that when you do like enough free work for somebody or like give enough for free, they almost like feel guilty that they owe you something. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where that came. But that's if you're playing like the long-term game.
Yeah.
But now on the freelance side of it, right, what I would do, like, if you're doing the free work to like hone your skills and really learn, you have to like gradually like price yourself, right? That kind of goes back to like, how much do I charge people? And my advice is just start for free. Once you feel like you can provide, like, your skills are good, right, or like are better than when they're free, charge $50 next. Not a lot, right? Once people are comfortable paying you 50, go to 100, 200, 500, 1,000, like, slowly make, until you're getting a lot. If you're like trying $1,000 and a lot of people are saying no, then you're probably not there yet, right? Yeah. The quality and like the work will speak for itself. If it's good, people will pay for good product.
Yeah.
But it's gradual, right? And it all starts from free. Free is like, free is zero, and then one, and then two. There's an order. And I think that's how you figure it out, right?
Very well, actually. So you said you were committed to Ryan, like, you knew like that was the goal, like get a full-time position with Ryan.
I saw when I met Ryan and I met the team, I knew that he had a lot of potential. Like, I knew that he wanted to do something big, and he wasn't already in a position to do so. He's getting there, dude. We're like at 250,000 subscribers on YouTube, and we did that under a year. And I just saw like real potential, very like Gary Vee potential. He has the resources.
Agreed.
And I knew that in my head, like, I still wanted to work for Gary then, right? But like, I knew that like, if Gary didn't work, like, Ryan was still somebody that I know that I want to like do something with full time. And the relationship was important to me. And that's why, like, I didn't want to charge anything until I wanted him to, like, feel guilty enough to be like, man, like, this guy's, like, pushed it. Like, this guy's, like, done everything for me. And I wanted to be where, like, a point to where, like, man, this guy is so good. Like, I have the leverage, right? Like, the work is so good. If he doesn't, like, if he isn't doing stuff anymore, like, the quality, I don't know. I just wanted to gain so much. Yeah. And that was the approach with Ryan. If I was doing freelancing again, on the other hand, I would just slowly raise my prices.
Was it something you had to overcome in your head with the full-time position for Ryan? Because obviously you came to New York because D-Rock, at least like Gary Vee played a huge part, D-Rock played a huge part, and that was the goal in the beginning, to work for Gary Vee. What did you had to like make peace with something in your head when it was like, all right, Ryan, it is.
I remember the exact moment, dude. May 20th is when Ryan reached out, offered me a full time position. I said, yes, let's do it. June 2nd or 3rd. I don't remember what day it was. I got an email from D-Rock.
Yeah.
Asking, hey, what are you up to? I was like, oh, nothing. Yeah. I'm doing stuff with Ryan Serhant. And he asked me if I wanted a job on Team Gary Vee. And
I forgot about that. Yes. Tell that.
And I was blown away. I was completely shocked. I was like, whoa, like this is happening. This is real.
Yeah.
And I had to make a choice, man. Like, I just told Ryan that I was down. And when I talked to like the team, they're like, hey, like, listen, you do what's right for you. And
you told team Ryan Serhant that you got an offer.
I told Adam, who was kind of like my mentor at the time and really got my foot in the door with all this.
Yeah.
And I thought about it. I was like, listen, like, pros and cons, right?
Yeah.
Pros are that, like, if I work for Gary, then I'll have the network that he has. Yeah. I get to tap into that. But the cons is that Gary has, he's already a big fish in a big pond. There's, yeah, there's like, there's already like, he's a team of people. There's already 25 yeah. people deep.
Yeah.
And you're more disposable? Disposable? I don't know what the word is, but like,
yeah,
you're just one in an 800 person company.
Yeah.
Versus Ryan Serhant was still so new and so fresh. The infrastructure wasn't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a part of that. I was a bigger piece to a much smaller machine that has potential to become a massive machine.
Yeah.
Right. And then Gary was already a big machine with already a ton of big people. And I would have just been a small piece to that. And I respectfully declined. And that's when I made peace, man. It was like, okay, I came to New York not accomplishing what I came to, but I think I took it to a better place.
Wow. That's dude, I forgot about that piece, but that piece actually, oh my God, that piece, because it's basically, dude, like, you not only accomplished exactly what you came there to do, which is like, I mean, you wanted to work for Gary Vee and you got the fucking offer to work for Gary Vee, but you found something even better that you were able to say no to that. Like, how fucking epic is that?
It's epic, man. Like, it's terrifying. I'll tell you that, man. Saying no to your dream job or what you thought was your dream job is probably the scariest thing I've ever done, but it's probably the best thing I've ever done. I promise you that. And again, man, short term versus long term. I hate to like sound cheesy and repetitive, but like the long term game, man. I really believe in Ryan wholeheartedly. And I work hard. And since then, like working directly with Ryan in a like more personal like level, like
yeah,
the guy takes care of me, man. He surprised me with the trip to go see my kids. Like, when I didn't even ask him to.
Oh
and like
God, yeah.
He knew that I couldn't afford it. He just one day like, hey, go to California, see your kids on me.
Oh my God. Yeah. He seems like a very incredible dude.
He's a really good guy, man. So I'm blessed, man. I'm very blessed.
And now you're the main guy, dude. Now you're the main videographer.
Yeah, man. Patience, man. yeah, it's fun. It's really fun.
It's busy, I assume.
It's very busy. My workload has doubled, but it's fun, man. It's like you said, the diamonds and the gold thing, or the pressure, where I'm going with that is like the pressure.
The diamonds
right?
are created on the pressure. Yeah.
There you go. And like, this is the pressure part.
How many hours are you in the office on average?
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I get here from nine. I get here like yeah. nine. So like that was the thing.
Wait, nine or like 9:10? I mean, I know you. You're like nine.
So check this out. So what? Okay. So I was gonna go into that before yeah. I wasn't the main dude. Like I'd get here like 10:30. But ever since like I was in that role, I was like, okay, I gotta take my job way more. Not that I wasn't taking it serious, but like I was like, I gotta make some changes to like
step up your game.
Step up my game, 100%. And so like I'm here 9:30 latest, and that's even rare too.
I love how you're still giving me time, though.
yeah. Listen, man, I'm a lot more punctual with time. I just want you to know that. And it's because of I've been the guy on the receiving end. Because there's a little backstory, everybody who's listening. I was notoriously late to
all
my kids' meetings. And it wasn't like 5-10 minutes. It was like 30, 45 minutes.
Easily.
And I've since all that, I've been on the receiving end, and it's miserable. I don't know how you're still my friend, Finn, to be honest. And it's not a good feeling. And it's just like, I learned that it's almost like disrespectful, and I don't want to be disrespectful. And so I'm like, I'm on time now for the most part.
That's so. I saw a Calvin story, though, I think like a week ago or something. He posted something where it's
I was 7 minutes late.
Yes, and I was like, oh my God, I love
it. It's better though. It's better. It could have been 70 minutes.
Oh wow. Wait, okay, so you get at the office into the office at 9. When do you leave?
It depends, man. Like right now it's what, 7:40, it's Friday. I'm probably gonna be here for like another 2 hours. So it's easily between like 10 to 12 hours.
All right. And then are you still editing something at home? Are you still in that apartment, by the way?
Yes, but not for as long. I'm moving out at the end of this month.
Nice.
Yeah, because the family's moving back. What?
Oh my God, I'm so excited for you, dude.
I'm pumped. So
I'm that's so been, excited.
Yeah. So that's been like my, like, aside from like having to like run Ryan's like brand, now like the, not, I don't want to say headache, but like the struggle of like getting, like finding a new place and like all this stuff is like happening, and I'm excited. It's fun change. It's driving a little bit. So it's fun. The kids should be here. March 9th is the day right now. So I'm pumped, man.
Wow, less than a month, dude. I'm super happy for you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. You're gonna, when you move out here, you get to be Uncle Finn.
Hey. If that's an uncle you want to have there, you're gonna be your.
Actually, I take that back. No, I'm kidding. You're right.
Don't spend time with Uncle Finn. I'm gonna be the weird uncle. You know, it's like everyone has a weird uncle.
Yeah, for sure. I'm okay with you being that weird uncle, though.
Are you in the office on weekends?
It just depends, man. It depends, like, what we have going on during the weekend. I mean, I try not to. Like, I am trying to live a little bit. Like, I go hard during the week so I can, like, relax a little bit. And I still find myself doing some, like, random freelance project on the weekend. But it's more of, like,
I know about these things. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So it's more for me to just be more creative and like kind of just do things outside of real estate. So that's cool.
So yeah, I just asked, did you have the conversation with Ryan about family, or is it that's going to be a weekend thing, or like, do you need, you know, this 12-hour days to like be happy, you know, like.
No, dude. And honestly, right now, it's a lot of it is just we just don't have the help here. So it's literally just me and Joe.
Yeah.
I feel like once we find somebody else who's like a right fit, that'll free me up a little bit, because I do want to like be full-time dad, or not full-time dad, excuse me, but I want to be more, I want to get that dad role back again. I really I lost that for a year, and I really want to get back into it. So like when the kids are here, like I'm even thinking about like getting here like at 8, right? From like 8, and like be more of like an 8 to 5 kind of thing. And and talk to Ryan about like editing on the weekends, or editing from home. I'm sorry, is what I meant.
Oh yeah, home office.
Which shouldn't be a problem. Exactly. So And Ryan's been so instrumental too for like helping me move and like find a place. He's like, he even says like, hey man, like if you need money to move out here, like let me know. Like I'm happy to help. Like use my connections.
He seems like a good dude. So
he's the best, man.
You found a good place, dude.
Thanks, man. I got lucky. I'm lucky.
let's end this on this note. I like this. I like this end note. We kind of went through your journey. Dude, I'm just so fucking pumped for you. I'm so fucking happy for you. Like the position you are at, like professionally and now family wise, it's just catching up. And dude, you don't even know, like, do you know that I now have a girlfriend?
What?
Oh yeah. It's not something I share a lot of like on social, but so it's like I went through like a lot of like, you know, like I feel like I'm better in touch with my emotions now.
Cool. And
so I'm so happy for you. Like I can't even like family and them being there and your kids, it's just my heart is warm, you know.
Dude, I wish you could see the smile on my face right now, dude.
Yeah,
I wish you could see the smile on my face. I know, god dang it. But it's cool, I'm just gonna text it to you, so it's great. I'm like ecstatic right now.
Cool, I'm gonna masturbate to that later. But yeah, dude, like thank you for taking this time. I know you're super, super busy. And I'm glad we could catch up. I'm looking forward to seeing your face again, whether that's in Bali or in New York or some other place in the world. And at what point, whatever that will be. But yeah, dude, that's just it. Keep doing your thing. Keep, you know, don't let the, I mean, you now have family you got to also spend time with, but don't lose the
100%.
The hustle, you know, it's what got you there.
100%. Yep. Well, dude, thank you, bro. I really appreciate you. I appreciate your friendship. I You inspire me, dude. So I again, thank you for everything, brother. I really appreciate it.
All right. Talk soon, brother.
Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.